heard a lot of really nice things about Dwight tonight, but it's very fitting that this next speaker, who actually... So, fun fact, there's only two honorary members of the Nerdologues. They're both here tonight. Dwight is one of them. The other one is our next speaker, who became an honorary member in this very venue. We gave her a little certificate and everything. And so, Dwight has probably, I don't know, 25 friends in the room and one enemy. This is Shelby Mongan.
Yeah, so that's actually a really good intro. So I'm going to set the scene for you guys. I had just started coming back to your stories after having been gone to like two and then disappeared for about a year. So this was at the Upstairs Gallery, and I was still really unsure. I was still really nervous. Unsure about whether these people would be my friends for long term, whether they hated me, whether they just forgot that I was there most of the time. And I got up to tell a story, already feeling nervous because I was divulging my deep love for Good Charlotte and Yellow Card and My Chemical Romance, which was not a fun admission to make in front of people. But and there had been some talk that night about people sitting or standing for their stories. And I chose... You remember this, don't you? So I chose not to sit. I said, Dwight, I'm sorry. And I moved his chair aside. And he exclaimed, as he does, loudly from the audience, and I told him that he could still sit in the chair. So then I started to tell my story and heard everyone laughing as Dwight turned to sit in the chair that was facing the wall 2 feet away from me for the rest of my story. And it was from that moment on I knew that I hated Dwight. That was in 2003. 13, I think, and we, 12, and we have been feuding ever since. So, like Eric said, I was the first honorary member of the Nerdologues. Dwight copied me, of course. We've been fighting sort of as the, for the singular Asian spot that can be in a group of profoundly white people. We've really had to go back and forth on that, and, you know, you can go back and listen to any of your stories that I tell a story on, and undoubtedly, every single time that I stand up, that Eric announces my name, you can just hear a very distinct boo from the back. So yes, Dwight, I hate you deeply with all of my being. That having been said, I was really nervous when I first came into this group. I am a weird person, constantly worried about making friends and having people actually like me. And this weird arbitrary feud that started with Dwight years ago became this hallmark for me that I felt like I belonged in a place. I always knew that if I was nervous to talk to other people or if there wasn't anyone that I knew I could go talk to Dwight. And it would be a conversation full of animosity, but it would be a conversation that I felt comfortable having. And so now whenever I listen back to your stories and I hear Dwight's very clear laughter, him and Geiger, the two I can always hear, and I hear the boos, I get really excited and thankful that I've adopted this weird, loud, good singing, I guess, older brother figure that I could... always rely on. So, Dwight, I hate you. Deeply, forever and ever, I hate you. It will never end. Thank you for being my friend.
I was so happy that Shelby was in town because, like, she obviously had to tell a story just to provide the counter perspective that, like, maybe you suck. I don't know.
I came from Ohio because I didn't want anyone to, like, think that he was that great.
Fair.
Shelby, are you back?
Woo!
Can you leave after
this? Yeah.
We can only have one.
Yeah.